North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is sorry for the shooting death of a South Korean man near the two countries' maritime border this week. Kim's remarks seems to have kept tensions between the states under control for now. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul.
North Korea's ruling Workers' Party sent Seoul a notice about its probe into the shooting death of a South Korean fisheries official in North Korean waters on Tuesday. The notice said that the North soldiers had fired on the man after he ignored questions and appeared to be trying to escape. After firing, the troops looked for the man's body but found only blood in the water. South Korean National Security Office Director Saw Hoon read the notice.
우리 군인들은 불법 침입자가 사살된 것으로 판단하였으며.
Our soldiers concluded that the intruder had been killed, he said, and burned the buoy he was on in the water in compliance with quarantine protocols. The South suspected that the North had shot the man in order to keep the coronavirus out of their country and then burned the man's body. The notice also contained Kim's message.
우리 측 수역에서
Chairman Kim Jong-un said to convey that he feels deeply sorry, he said, for giving President Moon Jae-in and the people of South Korea a huge sense of disappointment due to the unintended, unfortunate incident in our waters. Go Myung-hyun is a North Korea expert at the Asan Institute, a Seoul-based think tank. He says that Seoul appears to be heaving a sigh of relief following Kim Jong-un's statement.
The South Korean government was very afraid that this could really mark the end of any, effort to engage in dialogue with North Korea.
Seoul is committed to that dialogue, but it can't proceed if the North is shooting its citizens. As for Kim Jong-un, Go says he doesn't want to burn his bridges just yet while he waits to see the outcome of the U.S. elections in November.
Based on that, North Korea will decide whether to escalate or de-escalate. So I think they are essentially in a holding pattern.
Go says if there is to be another round of diplomacy with Washington, an overture to Seoul would be a good way to start. If not, he says, then Pyongyang may resort once again to military provocations. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.